In the far north of Norway, it is forever winter. This is Exercise Cold Response, several weeks of military games involving 30,000 troops from 27 countries, most of them NATO alliance members. These troops are from Finland, a country with a long shared border with Russia. Finland's not a NATO country, and it's historically neutral. But since the invasion of Ukraine, an increasing number of Finns and neighbouring Swedes want their nations to join the NATO alliance.
It's worrying the soldiers, the civilians, and it's not nice. Mm-hmm. It's something we speak about often, and everyone in here just wants peace, not a war.
But these soldiers are reluctant to discuss what abandoning neutrality might actually mean.
I think that is a political question, and maybe I won't answer to that one.
While a real war rages in Eastern Europe, these troops from Finland and other countries are being put through their paces in the harshest of possible climates, in the hope that these skills will never have to be used for real.
So this is an operating theatre room.
We're shown around a state-of-the-art field hospital that can be erected in a matter of hours. Precisely the kind of equipment Ukrainian forces desperately need, but can't get their hands on. And elsewhere, this Norwegian-made anti-aircraft weapon, the only one in the world. NATO countries have spent billions of dollars arming Ukraine, but supplies have to be carefully calibrated. Do too much and risk being drawn into a direct conflict with Russia. The invasion of Ukraine poses the biggest threat to European security in a generation. Several NATO states are now rushing to ramp up their defence spending, and the UK and Norway announced a new agreement on defending the increasingly strategic Arctic. As the West weans itself off Russian energy supplies, it's looking to Norway to make up for shortfalls of oil and gas. The Arctic Sea also has rich fishing grounds and future trade routes.
We have to be in a position to uphold our rules and our international law, such as freedom of navigation. Should the ice melt even further, and the countries like China will seek to use maybe these routes to sail through, and Russia might seek these routes to control.
These are long-planned exercises, but no matter how you frame this, they're a massive show of force aimed squarely at Moscow. 220 aircraft, 50 warships, tens of thousands of troops. Putin's actions in Ukraine have rejuvenated old alliances and expanded NATO's reach and appeal. Precisely the opposite of what the Kremlin wants. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, in northern Norway.